Traditionally, UN police officers supported peace operations through basic monitoring and reporting functions. But with the expansion of the UN's peace activities worldwide in the 1990s, UNPOL also saw its mandate expand and evolve. Officers now take a more active role on the ground, including advising and training national security forces, ensuring the protection of human rights, and protecting civilians. Greg Hines, police commissioner for the UN mission in Liberia, told the council that UNPOL is an integral part of the mission strategy to protect civilians.
Firstly, by supporting protection through political processes. Two, by establishing a protective environment. And three, in building the capacities and capabilities of national police and other law enforcement agencies to protect the population from physical violence.
Charles Bent, deputy police commissioner of the UN mission in South Sudan, said the recent outbreak of violence and surge of internally displaced persons in the country had put a great strain on the mission.
UNMISS has seen its protection of civilian sites expand from several thousand IDPs in the first days of the conflict to hundreds of thousands of IDPs spread across the four major UNMISS POC sites.
Mr. Bent went on to tell the council that UNPOL is working under extremely dangerous and stressful conditions in South Sudan.
There are constant daily threats to our staff, and situations can easily escalate to where staff members are surrounded by tens and even hundreds of aggressive and threatening IDPs. Serious physical injury to the UN personnel has happened on several occasions.
Unanticipated events such as the outbreak of the Ebola virus in West Africa last year also tested UNPOL's ability to adapt to challenging environments, the council was told. Commissioner Hines again from the UN mission in Liberia.
It tested the mission's ability to rethink and adapt the execution of its protection of civilians mandate and explored new areas of cooperation and support with the national police and other actors in providing a security and envelope to allow the necessary health and humanitarian efforts to occur.
The number of UNPOL officers has increased from less than 6,000 in 1995 to now some 17,500 officers deployed around the world. Veronica Reeves, United Nations.